First of all, I want to congratulate Emerge on the fine work that they're doing and to urge them on. It's very, very important work. And I know how strongly Barbara supports it, and that's a very important support, as you've obviously heard here tonight. I want to go back to just after Barbara was elected to the United States Senate in 1986, and before she was actually sworn in, which took place at the beginning of January of 1987. And Barbara and I met to sort of strategize about how she could move ahead in the Senate, what she ought to do. Now, Barbara had served 5 terms in the House, so she came over with considerable experience on the Hill as she began her tenure in the Senate, which lasted 5 terms. I was then in my 2nd term in the Senate and on my way to serving 5 terms. So we sat down to talk about this. And, of course, in those days, the important thing was, what committee did you get on? They've lost that emphasis now, although John McCain referenced it again the other day when he said, well, we've got to go back to the regular order. And a lot of the work took place through the committees. So if you got the right committee, it made a tremendous difference in what your opportunities were. So we had a long discussion and went over the possibilities and everything. And we sort of reached the conclusion, although it was a real stretch, that Barbara ought to go after the Appropriations Committee, which, of course, was a very, very powerful committee. And, of course, it set all the spending priorities for the national government. And you've heard about some of those spending priorities here tonight, with the stories about the Hubble Space Telescope and the story about the National Institutes of Health and so forth. So then we decided, well, how are we going to go about doing this? Well, we had to mount a major lobbying effort within the Senate, in the Senate family. We had to enlist others in that effort, and a big champion who came aboard and helped us tremendously was Senator Ted Kennedy. I said to Barbara, well, I'll go meet with Senator Byrd and raise the possibility with him. Senator Byrd from West Virginia was then the Democratic leader. And while a committee made this decision, he had a tremendous amount of influence over it. So I went to see Senator Byrd to make the pitch to get Barbara on the Appropriations Committee. Well, as I said, a newly elected member of the Senate never went on the Appropriations Committee right off the bat. You had to be around for a while and a while and a while, and then finally maybe you got on the Appropriations Committee. So Senator Byrd heard me out, and then he says to me, he says, well, she's pretty outspoken, isn't she? And I said, well, she's a very strong advocate for positions, but she's, he says to me, well, he says, let me ask you this question. He says, of course, the decisions of the Appropriations Committee are very important to our agenda here in the Senate. He says, will she be able to work with others and be a team player when we're trying to make these decisions as to what our position should be? And I said, I think she'll do that. I said, she's done it throughout her career because she's in it to get things done, not just to make flowery statements. She's in it to accomplish things, and I think that'll be reflected. You'll have a terrific member of the Appropriations Committee. Well, they put her on the Appropriations Committee. She stayed on it until she left the Senate 5 terms later. She became the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. The first woman ever to chair the Appropriations Committee in the entire history of the Republic. So how's that for a good crack into the glass ceiling? I just want to close with this one story. When Barbara first was campaigning, she tells this story herself, part of it. She was knocking on doors in East Baltimore, and she knocked on a door. I had a brochure. She handed the woman the brochure. The lady says to her, she says, "A Mikulski." She says, "Are you related to the people who have the Mikulski Bakery?" And Barbara says, "Well, yeah, they're members of the family." And the lady says, "Well, let me tell you," she says, "if you're half as good as their jelly donuts," she says, "you'll be okay, and I'm for you," she says to her. Well, I just want to close with this observation. I didn't grow up in Baltimore. I know I grew up on the Eastern Shore and came to Baltimore, but so I never had a jelly donut at Mikulski's Bakery. But I want to tell you this. If those jelly donuts had been one-tenth as good as Barbara Mikulski, they must have been absolutely fantastic.